Hello, Medford. This is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That one was one from Daft Punk called Short Circuit. Crazy if you were listening to the last show that we just went from SpongeBob to Daft Punk, but that's WMFO. That's freeform. We do a great job of keeping it freeform on this show and on in this station. I am deliriously tired today, but we have really important work to do, which is that we're gonna play some dance music. This is music that I like to dance to, and if I were to gather a group of people and host a thing where people were supposed to dance, these are songs that I would play. And mostly these are songs that I would play, and probably people wouldn't want to dance to them because I have like a very specific type of song that I like to dance to, and it's usually because the songs have like good sounds. As you know, if you are a listener of the show, I am a huge fan of sounds. So that song that I just played from Daft Punk is a perfect example of just like great noise. And so just keep that in mind for the rest of the show. We're gonna be listening to a lot of great sounds, a lot of great noises, and this next one that I'm gonna play from LCD Sound System is a great example of just that. This one's from an album of remixes, 4533. This one is the Prince Language remix. It's the shortest one on the album because I wasn't really gonna play like a 20-minute song today. 7 minutes. And LCD songs that are super long, I enjoy them, but also you sort of feel like you're stuck for, you know, 30 minutes listening to the same thing over and over again. This next one sort of sounds like music that you could make on GarageBand, but I appreciate that because I like the little computery sounds like it was generated by a robot music sound. Also becoming a huge fan of cowbell, like, if there's not cowbell in a song, I probably like won't enjoy it anymore. I think every song needs cowbell. Anyway, I think I've been talking too much, but I'm alone in the studio today, and I'm really loving it because I haven't been alone in the studio in a long time, and I love talking to myself in the studio. So anyway, this is 4533, the Prince Language remix. This is LCD Sound System. There's the bus, another great sound for your afternoon. Anyway, here it is.
hide. Hey, your love away from me, you can't hide. Hey, your love away from me, but you can't hide. Hey, your love away from me, you can't hide. Hey, your love away from me, but you can't hide. Oh no, still you can, and I've been lonely.
Quero andar de novo no passado. ser seu convidado. E quero amar você aqui. Dessa vida antiga, dessa vida antiga. Essa vida antiga.
Hello, I'm back. That one was from Erasmus Carlos, called Vida Antiga. Hope I didn't butcher that, but that's such a good song. I don't even know where I found that, but it's so good. Before that, I played LCD. Already explained that one to you. Also realized that there's like a nice little bell sound in there, which is awesome. And the other thing about the LCD song is that I embarrassingly enough was taking a photo booth photo of myself in the studio, and it like played out loud on air, I guess. And so if you heard that, it wasn't part of the song. It was just my computer making noise. But it sort of goes with like the sound of the song. No one needs to see the photo that I took of myself. I've started documenting my days in photo booth photos because I think they're funny. Yeah, they're not. I need to stop making jokes that aren't funny, because that isn't funny at all. It's just photo booth. Anyway, this next one is from Roosevelt. It's called Close. It's like a remix of the original, which is also a Roosevelt song. Don't know a ton about this guy, but there's another song that I like called Montreal, maybe? That's a more recent one that has, like, this awesome piano sound that I'm obsessed with and that I have a whole playlist of, just songs that have this sound in it. Once you hear it, though, like, you can't not hear it everywhere. It's unfortunately in a lot of Katy Perry songs, so I've been, like, forced to put those Katy Perry songs in my playlist. Nothing wrong with Katy Perry, just I wouldn't choose to put her in any of my playlists if not for her use of this really awesome sound. Anyway, this one, Close, it's the Midnight version. This whole album is called Midnight Versions, so I guess there's something midnighty about this song. We'll report back after we listen to this one. Again, this is Close by Roosevelt. Thank you. I'm back. That was Let's Get It Together by El Coco. That's from the album Let's Get It Together. in case that wasn't already solidified into your brain after them saying it a lot of times. That one was also like a recent find. I think this is one of my favorite shows that I've done ever. I love all these songs. Got some like really cool dance stuff playing today. We just had someone enter the studio. What's funny is that that song just had a bunch of like squeaky noises that sort of made it sound like the studio door was opening. So I kept getting like really paranoid. And then now we actually have a guest, but they're a mystery right now for now. This next one is from Parliament, from the album Motor Booty Affair. And this song is called Rump of Steel Skin, which is a great joke. And it's so like 2005. Which is when this song came out. So I hope you continue dancing for this next one. Also a great song to dance to. Yeah, let's
woo!
Keep it going. All right.
Yeah.
promises, I feel them in my bones, slipping through my fingers to dance upon the road. The reasons for my life are more than I can hold.
I'm back. That was Minnie Riperton with Reasons from the album Perfect Angel. That it's a very important song because it's so good. And now we have a guest on mic four. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I ran here?
Yeah, from
from the bathroom.
Right.
Wow, Minnie had the pipes out for that one.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, no, that song sort of is insane, and I can't believe I'd only really listened to Completeness,
Classic.
and not that album. But this, I was listening to this album all day, and like the whole thing is so good.
Yeah, I can dance to that.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the new litmus test for me. Is this, can I dance to this?
The danceability test.
And what type of dancing is it?
Yeah.
I think the objective of today was like the type of dancing that you would do like on a lawn.
Sure.
I'm trying to replicate what we had yesterday at Tufts, which
yeah.
was Bocella.
That was a whole spectrum of dancing.
Right. There's so many ways to describe Bocella, and one of them that I came up with is Tufts Met Gala, because apparently everyone decided that they had to wear their best outfit yesterday.
What would be the theme?
College. Yeah,
pretentious,
college.
Pretentiosity.
Being annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone was like wearing great stuff. There were a lot of skirts on men, which I appreciate.
Yeah. My grandparents were in town, and they were like, "What's the deal with that?"
I would say best dressed. Yeah.
Oh, they did their dancing was the classic, the arms crossed and the
mm-hmm.
nod,
mm-hmm.
which honestly I think is a deeper.
I respect that more than like a crazy like flailing movement.
Because when they make it more about their dancing, then
It's more of a performance.
That's the thing. That's a big thing about dancing to music, is that when it's it can't outshine the music.
Mm, how does that feel as a performer? Not good.
I don't. Yeah, like, call me a raging narcissist.
It's so actually. When you perform, it's all about you, and you want everyone to be paying attention to you.
No, it's just, it's like, seriously, like, when people are, like, doing that performative, look at me, look how weird I am, it, like, I don't know, it takes away from the experience. I'm all about the people enjoying the music. I don't give a shit about whether they're looking at me. I'm the drummer. Right. I'm sitting down the whole time.
Okay.
But when they're, like, going crazy and everyone's just kind of looking at them, it's like, all right, all right. Just let, yeah, okay.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's my take. As a non-performer, I'll dance more cautiously next time.
You're fine. It's not you. It's, you know who I'm talking about. You know who you are.
Yeah, I've spent this whole weekend sort of like unpacking like the types of performative indies that exist at this school, and they were so all many. Out yesterday at Bojala.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's time for me to read a PSA, and this is one of my favorites. I actually met someone who had a radio show yesterday at Bojala, and they were like, what's your favorite PSA? And it was really hard for me, but this is one of my favorites. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's not my favorite PSA because I'm, like, being funny about it. This is a real problem that I think people should be really concerned about.
KSTS major.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to keep it going with Sly and the Family Stone. Just learned that there's a Sly and the Family Stallone out there.
As in the Italian stallion.
Right. So you should definitely give them a listen if you have a chance. I haven't listen to preview, but you should do it.
What song are we listening to?
We're gonna listen to Sing a Simple Song, because I've listened to this song so much this week, and it continues to hit. It's like, it's crazy. And what's funny is that I first started listening to it because of my jazz class.
Shout out Ullman.
All right, here it is. Sing a Simple Song by Sly and the Family Stone.
We'll be right back.
come back. And unfortunately, we have to wrap up the show, which really sucks because this was a really fun show. Almost the most fun that I've had ever in the studio.
The whole time.
Yeah, no, I've been dancing in the studio for no one's eyes. This is how you know it's like not performative at all, because I was dancing to the beat of my own drum. That's the moral of the story. Dance to the beat of your own drum.
Also, don't go on TikTok. That's like...
Yeah, the other thing we were discussing was that kids these days, probably when they go to bat mitzvahs, they play songs like The Renegade, a song famously known as The Renegade. Or I don't even know what the song's called, but there's a dance that you get renegade to this.
Back in my day, it was the, it was, what was it? It was, to the right, to the,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The shuffle. What's right. It?
All right, we're gonna close it out with Boogie Wonderland, Biggie Wonderland.
What's that singular, like,
Amber?
Okay.
Anyway, this is Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Whoop, whoop.